Hello?
Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service, and I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing our community and the nation. It's only going to be about 10 to 15 minutes, so would you be interested in answering a couple questions?
And what is this about?
It's basically about politics.
Democratic or Republic?
You can choose whatever you want, and I just read you different names, and you let me know what you think of them, basically.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, first of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you. And are you 18 or older?
Yes.
And registered to vote in Oregon?
Yep.
Okay. And, okay, the first one says, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Definitely.
50-50? Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
68.
Thank you. The next one says, just to be sure we're representing everyone, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very
yes.
strong Republican? A strong one?
Yes.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
That's okay. And now, what I was telling you before, I am going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say that they want their member of Congress the most focused on. And for each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important they are, where 0 means that it is not important at all, 5 means that it is somewhat important, and 10 means that it is the most important. So, the first one is reducing crime.
10.
Okay. Creating more affordable housing.
6.
6. And securing the southern border.
20.
Okay. What about lowering taxes?
10.
Okay. What about protecting abortion rights?
10.
The next one says funding for drug and substance abuse programs.
7.
7. Thank you. Tackling climate change?
7.
7. And the last one for this list says creating more jobs and raising wages.
7.
7. Okay, thank you. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 is basically in the middle. So the first one is an organization, which is the Republicans in Congress.
100.
100, okay. What about Kamala Harris?
0.
0. What about Lori Chavez, the Premier?
50.
50, okay. What about Ron Wyden?
0.
0. What about Donald Trump?
100.
Thank you. What about the MAGA Republicans?
11 million. I disagree with that one. It's 100, but
MAGA Republican, MAGA just means make America great again, you know, or make, and that applies to both sides. So either side can choose to improve our country. So it doesn't really matter which, whether you're Democratic, Republican, Independent, whatever. So
yeah.
I think that has been mischaracterized and I disagree with it. So I don't know how you want to score that one.
I could mark it as 50, or I could also mark it as no opinion, or that you don't know.
Oh, I have a strong opinion. You might as well give it 100.
Okay, that's great.
But you know, you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I get it. Like, it could be anyone, really.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next one is J.D. Vance.
100.
Next, we have... Janelle Bynum.
Who?
Janelle Bynum. Janelle Bynum.
I'm not sure who you mean, so...
I can mark it I've never heard of, or...
Joe Biden?
No, it's Janelle Bynum. It's Janelle, and the last name is B... the Y and U M.
I'm gonna say 0 because I don't know who that is.
Okay, I can mark it as never heard of. Is that better?
Okay.
Okay. Next, we do have Joe Biden.
0.
0, and last one is the Democrats in Congress.
0.
0. Okay. Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, would you vote for the Green Party candidate Jill Stein, the Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican Donald Trump.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Laura Chavez or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Lori Chavez.
Lori Chavez. And the next one is, even though you are not supporting Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or not a chance at all? Or
not
if you don't know... Okay. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Absolutely not.
You would say you strongly disapprove?
Not at all. Whatever
okay.
Rock bottom is.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Laura Chavez is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay, thank you. And now I want you to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Larry Chavez and Janelle Bynum. So I'm going to read you a couple of statements and you let me know what you think in the end. So the first one says, as mayor of Happy Valley, Larry Chavez led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems, from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. And the second one says, sorry?
Go ahead.
Okay. The second one says, serving in the State House since 2016, Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community. A working mother and local business owner, she is living the same struggle as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription of drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. So, the question is, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds, so it is okay if you didn't. But let me ask you again, if the elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Between the Republican Laurie Chavez or the Democrat? Okay, that's okay. Thank you. And what specifically stuck out the most to you about Laurie Chavez? Can you, like, give me a little sentence about it?
No.
Okay, that's okay. Let me just write it down. Okay, now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about General Bynum. And now please rate each statement from 0 to 10, where 0 is not at all convincing and 10 is very convincing. So it's just 4 statements, and I'm going to read them for you. The first one says, for too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember what you're working for and who you are representing. As a mom, as a small business owner, and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something can't be done to fix where we are today, and she won't stop working to deliver the changes our community needs. What would you rate it from 0 to 10?
5.
5, thank you. Next one is, Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. We need strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda, and General Biden is a proven fighter who will stand up extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so that they can act as a check on MAGA extremists. The stakes in this election are too high to risk a Republican majority supporting a Trump administration.
0.
0. Thank you. The next one is, Jarell Biden says we need public schools we can be proud of. And as a daughter of teachers and mother of 4, she has been a champion for our students and our schools. She fought for the Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning in K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for children's education and opportunity.
I believe she means that, but, so 5, 6.
5 or 6?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the last one says, General Biden believes hard work should pay off, but people can afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profits onto workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair share. She'll prioritize legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable shelter to help keep more money in working people's pockets so we can get ahead.
10.
10. Okay, thank you. And now we're almost done. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their opinions again. So let me ask you again, if the elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Laurie Chavez or Janelle Bynum?
Chavez.
Chavez, thank you. And now I'm going to read you two little doubts and concerns people have raised about Laurie Chavez. And please tell me if each of the troubles you have... let me repeat that. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez for Congress. So if it's a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all. So the first one is, Chavez sold herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win in a district that doesn't tolerate extremists. But her voting record shows that she's not different at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done anything to tackle inflation or housing costs. She knew what she needed to do to win, then got to Washington and towed the party line. What do you think of that statement?
I disagree.
Okay. So would you like me to mark it as not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Okay, the next one is, Larry Chavez is an out-of-touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and had taxpayers foot the bill. From limousines, luxury trips to wealth, she spends her time in her multimillion-dollar home in Arizona and at parties in D.C. while Oregonians deal with rising costs. Larry is more concerned with funding her lifestyle than making sure Oregonians can make it to the to their next paycheck.
I disagree.
Okay, great. And now I'm going to ask you again, if the elections were held today, for whom would you vote? Lori or Janelle? Chavez, thank you. And now I have the last few questions that are only for statistical purposes. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a
married
partner, single? Okay, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Nope.
No, thank you. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Nope.
No. Okay. And in the 2020 elections for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or the Republican Donald Trump?
The Republican.
Okay. Then that's it for the survey, and thank you so much for participating and for sharing your opinions.
And I have to say you're lucky, because I usually hang up on these, so thank you.
thank you, but have a good day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.